What's up, guys? It's Tyra Jeru. Now, today we are continuing the series of rework. Oh, I figured out how much this book costs. It's like one of those books that has like the folder and it costs like $22. At the time my dad bought this, it was like 2010 April. So, yeah, this was a long time ago. Prices probably changed, but you should probably check the book out on Kindle or on hard copy at your local library. Anyway, our chapter today, if you have not looked up on the series that we have, it's basically about this book called Rework, and it's about business tips and all that. So if you've already chimed in, you know the rules. Sit back and relax. I'm kidding. There are new rules. Sit back, relax, and if you have a business, you're going to want to listen to this series. Anyway, the chapter today is called Make Big or Tiny Decisions. Really, the arrows are pointing, like, on make, it points to the arrow big, but then there's an arrow on make that goes to tiny, and then the tiny goes to big, goes to decisions. Let me just read. Make tiny decisions. Big decisions are hard to make and hard to change, and once you've made one, the tendency is to continue believing you made the right decision, even if you didn't. You stop being objective. Once ego and pride are in line, you can't change your mind without looking bad. The desire to save face trumps the desire to make the right call, and then there's inertia too. The more steam you go to put in one direction, the harder it is to change course. Instead, make choices that are small enough to effectively temporarily. When you make these tiny decisions, you can't make big decisions. These small decisions mean you can afford to change. There is no penalty if you mess up. Just fix it. Making tiny decisions mean you can make big plans or think big ideas. It just means you believe the best way to achieve those big things is to do one tiny decision at a time. Polar explorer Ben Sarnes said that during his solo North Pole exhibition, 31 Martins back 72 days alone, the huge decision was often so horrific and overwhelming to compensate to his day-to-day decision making, he barely beyond often so horrifyingly overwhelming to contemplate that his day-to-day decision making really extended beyond getting to that bit of ice a few yards ahead of me. Inedible goals like that are the best ones to have. Ones you can actually accomplish and build on, you can get to say, we nailed it, well done. When you get on the next one, that's a lot more satisfying than some pie in the sky fantasy goal you'll never meet. So I hope you guys, is it done? Yeah, the chapter's done. Thank you for listening. I'll continue this series until I kind of finish this book. And I'll see you later. Check out my YouTube, check out my Twitch, both HighRaiderHaroon, twitch.tv/HighRaiderHaroon. And I'll see you all later. Oh, and I also have an Instagram. Same name, by the way. Bye.